This is Galen Joseph Hunter, and I have the great pleasure of sitting here with Steve Bull, who will be presenting Selfonia as part of Groundswell September 13th at the Alana Historic Site. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thank you. I just finished up my wave farm residency and sort of I'm in packing, and now I'm starting to think about the Groundswell project, Selfonia Groundswell.
So while in residency at Wave Farm in June, you did a version of your Selfonia project. It was called Selfonia Wave Farm, correct?
Yes, it was. It went very well. I was very pleased with it. What I was asking to do was, the piece itself was about big agriculture versus the bees. And it was in three movements, and there were two versions. One was a what I call a server version, where people call in, and every time they call in, they create a new song with their voice. I was asking them to buzz like a bee or to give me their fruit or vegetable. And if they wanted, they could even further elaborate on the state of the world or talk to me about organic practice. I was particularly excited when a chicken farmer woman called in and talked about her organic chicken practice and about GMOs. And what the server does is it takes all these voices of all the callers in and makes it into, well, in this case, we called it a sound compost. But in the past, we've called it a karaoke opera. And that was the original engine that was built with NISCA grant in the last decade. And we've done, this is our 12th performance, and the Olana performance will be our 13th performance.
Excellent. And on September 13th, there's a some kind of cosmic synchronicity happening there.
There is cosmic synchronicity there.
So let's talk a little bit more about this. You've referred to people calling in. So this is literally, this project is participatory in nature, and anyone can contribute and become a participant by calling a phone number, correct?
Correct. They call a local phone number, local to this area code. And what they're asked to do in the case of the Olana project is to give us some sensation of their experience, of either of the space, of the vista, of their feelings, or when they were there experiencing that space. And what we'll do is in this case, we'll make, with the Olana performance, we'll make a kind of a mashup of all the voices in those experiences, so that people coming to the Olana site will have an idea of what they're going to experience. In particular, we want to get each of the performers who's doing an installation there to give us like a one or two sentence description of that. And then we want to capture people's responses to the actual installation itself, and then make this site-specific location mashup of that experience that day.
Groundswell, for our listeners who may not know, includes a series of installations and live performance that happen along Ridge Road, a carriage road on the Olana 250-acre property. And each positioning, each zone, as we refer to them, has a particularly significant viewshed. That viewshed significance talks about industrial progress, or what's the opposite of progress, or
nature the way it once was.
Each of the projects are extremely site-specific, both reacting and reflecting on the viewshed there specifically, as well as the history of Frederick Church and his creation of Olana. And what I think is particularly exciting for us this year, our second year of doing Groundswell, is Selfonia, your project, because you will enable us to activate the airwaves. The sound work that results from your project will be broadcast on WGXC on 90.7 FM, and visitors will be able to contribute and participate in the content that is being transmitted in the airwaves that surrounds them. So I know Mark Przeworski, who's the Olana landscape curator, is very excited about this project as well, and described it recently to another artist as really understanding this idea of sense of place. So I don't know if there's anything else with regards to that concept, this idea of sense of place that you might want to say?
Well, I'm very excited about that because I think you've summarized it very well. The idea that we're also doing this in real time as the actual event is taking place means that we're creating something that's ephemeral because the whole piece changes as new callers call in, and that's very exciting to me. But we're also creating a document, an archive of a moment in time. So to be able to both have it kind of exist on the, have it exist on the internet and have it exist on the radio and be an archive all at the same time, I think is a very interesting way to approach this view shed scape, and which is a new word for me, or series of words, and I think it's going to be wonderful. I think I'm so looking forward to what the artists are going to do in their approach to talking about the space and the space as it once was, some of the ideals that Frederick Church had, and bringing them alive and making them contemporary. So we're really combining the past, the present, and the future. We have the phone number.
Okay.
It's going to be 518-512-0518. That's 518-512-0518.
And may people call in advance of the day of?
Yes. If you call in right now, you're going to be adding your voice to Cellphonia Wave Farm. But prior to this event in September, we're going to open up the line. We're going to move this phone number now to this new project. And so days before, people are encouraged to call in anticipation, maybe even to tell us what they hope to see and what they hope to get out of this. And then as the performance continues, then it will be those voices will be replaced by people who are there and what they're experiencing. And of course, should anyone call in afterwards, it would be about what they remembered.
Excellent. And I think, as you already referred to, we'll be encouraging the participating artists perhaps to do the same thing, to call in before to describe their projects still in their conception mode, and then to maybe call in day of, reflect on what they're experiencing, and then perhaps afterwards as well.
That would be ideal.
All right. So tell us the phone number for Cellphonia Groundswell once more, if you would.
Area code 518-512-0518.
Thank you, Steve. This is Galen Joseph Hunter, and I've been speaking with Steve Bull, who is an artist participating in Groundswell, presenting a piece called Cellphonia Groundswell.
Thank you.
Thank you.